Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. We're going to continue today to look at the amazing story of the gospel going to the Gentiles and the reality of the Gentiles experiencing Pentecost. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, we took a deeper look into chapter 10 of the Acts. This week, early in the week, we were given the reading. Monday, I think, began with the chapter we're now going to look at, which was when the Christian community in Jerusalem, when they heard that Peter had gone into the house or hosted, first of all, Gentiles and shared a meal, a fellowship meal with Gentiles, and then went into the home of Gentiles, that Peter was violating ritual laws, or that he was Jewish separation was really important, and they were concerned about it. They'd heard about it. They were not happy about it. So Peter's going to go to Jerusalem, and we can see now how the first beginnings of the community was, they were all Jewish, of course, right? They were delighted in all that God was doing because they knew the messianic promises of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and others. The whole destiny of Israel has coming to fruition in the one. Jesus was the one. Right? He's the descendant of David. He's fulfilling all of that, all the promises. And so they're loving it and celebrating it, and they're paying a high price for it, the opposition of the Jewish community that's rejecting them. But for most of them, it probably didn't dawn on them that the Gentiles were going to be their brothers and sisters and sharing in the fullness of the new covenant that's coming. Mind-blowing. It's so important and interesting to understand it began with Peter. Just on the day of Pentecost, Peter was the one who stood up and interpreted everything that was going on in the moment and what it meant. And he called people to come to have their sins forgiven, to enter the waters of baptism, to become born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, become children of God, enter the church, children of the new covenant, come under the lordship of Jesus, and live a new life in the Holy Spirit. Well, here's Peter now, much to his own surprise, we saw in Acts chapter 10, when the Lord appeared to Peter and started turning Peter's world upside down, telling Peter to go now. Some Gentiles are coming. He had the vision of the big sheet coming down with all these unclean animals on it, and Jesus is saying, you know, take and eat, take and eat. Peter said, oh, I can't do that. I've never done that. I've never once put anything unclean in my mouth. And Jesus said, don't call common or unclean what I call clean. Preparing Peter for the mission, which was to receive Cornelius and his household, all Gentiles, to bring to them and to say to them exactly what Peter said on the day of Pentecost, because the Lord was about to baptize them in the Holy Spirit and to make them children of God, to bring them into the family of God, to bring them into the kingdom, to make them born again. Just such an extraordinary story. And this one can kind of just go by us quick because there's so many wonderful readings and things happening. We can say, oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, the gospel went to the Gentiles. That's great. But the story itself is so beautiful, which is why I'm taking most of this week to do it. So today, we're at Acts 11. As I mentioned, the word gets to Jerusalem. Leaders in Jerusalem are like, wait a minute, this can't be true. Peter's not fellowshipping with Gentiles, is he? What? What's going on? They're concerned. They're upset. So Peter goes. It says, now the apostles and the brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, everybody goes up to Jerusalem, right? The psalmists, you know, they go up to where the temple is in prayer. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him. Circumcision party is believing Jews. Why did you go to the uncircumcised men and eat with them, Peter? But Peter began and explained to them in order. I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. I want to stop there just for a second. Remember what Peter said in Acts 2, after the Holy Spirit was poured out in the upper room, tongues of fire, speaking in tongues. They're thrust out into the marketplace. The city of Jerusalem is filled with people who had come for the feast of Pentecost, celebration of the giving of the law and the first fruits. And Peter's there and he stands up and people are wondering what is going on. Look at these people. Are they drunk? Something totally unusual is happening here. And so Peter interprets it. He said, what you're saying is the fulfillment of the prophet Joel. In the last days. So we're in the last days. The last days are the days between the two comings of Jesus. The first time he came as a lamb to lay down his life for the salvation of the world. But he's going to come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, which is what Peter said to Cornelius' household in chapter 10. He's the one who's come to judge the living and the dead. And so Peter stands and says, this is now being fulfilled. We're in the last hour, and these things you're going to see. God's pouring out a spirit on all flesh, and there will be prophecies, dreams, visions, realities that are part of the new life in the Spirit, the working of the Spirit. And so Peter's describing, and the apostles understand it because they experienced it in different ways already. Peter said, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance, I saw a vision. So kind of a mystical, genuine mystical experience he was having that was initiated by God, the Holy Spirit. Something descending like a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came down to me. Looking at it closely, I observed animals and beasts of prey and reptiles and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But I said, no, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth. But the voice answered a second time from heaven, what God has cleansed, you must not call common. This happened three times, and all was drawn up again into heaven. At that very moment, three men arrived at the house in which we were and sent to me from Caesarea. And the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. The Spirit told me. Friends, you know, the entire history of Christianity is filled with stories like this. Not like bringing the gospel to the Gentiles for the first time or exactly like Peter's trance or vision, but people hear the voice of God, the Spirit, experience promptings of the Holy Spirit, prophetic senses of the Holy Spirit, visions, signs, wonders. This is meant to be a part of the normal Christian life. For some reason, some folks in the church feel like, no, that was mainly just for the early church to get a kickstart on the church. No, Christianity is a new life in the Spirit, and the Spirit is going to be on mission and awakening and leading and driving the church to bring salvation to the whole world before the Lord comes again. And the same way he's working with the apostles, he wants to work with us. Do we have the same authority and responsibility? No. But we have the same Holy Spirit given. I think next week I might just spend the whole week talking about, in my own experience of life, not just me, but people I've known all around the world, and how the Lord has spoken to them through prophecies that came true, through visions, through dreams, all kinds of things. The Lord wants to help us in our mission of being faithful to bear witness to others about the truth of Christ. Again, verse 12, and the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. These six brethren also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, send to Joppa and bring Simon called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved. Another really, really important line. What is this all about? To bring Cornelius and his household a consoling spiritual experience? What's it for? To bring the message. The message is a person. The truth about who he is, what he's done, his passion, death, resurrection, his ascension into glory, his enthronement, the outpouring of the Spirit, his kingship, lordship. That's what he means by the message. So that they can be saved. You might say, well, they already are saved. Cornelius is a righteous man, and God had heard his prayers, and this is just proof that everybody, as they follow their own bliss, they're going to be saved. No, that's not the point. Here's the real point. Salvation is coming to the Gentiles. It's good news that's coming for sure. And the good news is what? The good news of the forgiveness of sins, baptism into the life of God, becoming a new creation, a child of God, being born again by water and the Spirit, being given gifts to join Peter and the apostles in this great mission for the salvation of the whole world. So Peter knows what's going on. You will be saved, and you and your whole household will be saved. There's more here in this passage than I can talk about today, but it's packed with all kinds of things that the church has taken from it that has become part of the normal life of the church, for example, like baptizing infants and things like that. Verse 15, as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them just as on us at the beginning. This is another really, really important line. Just as on us in the beginning. The Christian life and the extending of the kingdom is an extending the new Pentecost. The Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because again, friends, Christianity, in its essence, what it's all about, is the offer of salvation, bringing human beings who are death-directed under sin, in bondage at various levels to the world, the flesh, and the devil, to bring them out of slavery to those realities, to the dominion of sin and death, into new life in Christ through the forgiveness of sins in the name of Jesus Christ, through baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, new life in the Holy Spirit through that baptism, where we're born again and become a new creation. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them as on us at the beginning, and I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So Peter's just, isn't that amazing? Peter, in that moment, he's saying, brothers, this is what I saw. This is what happened. And this is what I understood. The Lord was saying, I went back to what the Lord told us before he ascended into heaven. He said, yes, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Verse 17, if then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us, when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God? Peter said, this is God. It's the same reality, brothers. We were given the message, and we believed, and we repented, and the Spirit of God came upon us, and we were baptized, and we entered the new life. It's exactly what's happening to the Gentiles. I didn't make this up. It's the Lord that's leading us, brothers. This is the work of God extending now all the promises of Israel to the whole world. When they heard this, they were silenced, and they glorified God, saying, then to the Gentiles also, God has granted repentance unto life. It's another way to describe the Christian life. And what does it mean to enter the Christian life? Repentance unto life. Because every one of us, every human being has to repent of sin and turn away from it and turn toward God, turn toward Jesus, turn toward the offer of salvation, and turn to life. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And the turning, the repenting, is turning to receive that new life. Blessed be God. Hope you can join me tomorrow, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.